Good morning, Lisa.
What are you so happy about?
Why shouldn't I be happy? It's a beautiful day, my homework is done, I got my mojo working, and we're going on a field trip this afternoon. And looks like I got me a genuine glow-in-the-dark police badge. Hey, it's not in here. You stole it!
No one wants your stupid police badge, Bart.
Hey, look what I got. A genuine official police badge. Calling all cars. Come out with your heads up.
Hey, that's my badge, Homer.
That's Officer Homer.
Lousy prize-grabbing badge wearer.
Ah!
You ate my homework? I didn't know dogs really did that.
Tardy slip.
But I'm only 5, 10, 20, 40 minutes. That's pretty damn late.
Come on, over this way.
Hey, girls, look at me. You can stop looking at me now.
Well, it's nearly 1 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Yay!
That's right. It's time for our field trip to the chocolate factory. I trust you all remembered to bring your permission slip.
Day.
I'm gonna eat 8 pieces of chocolate. How many chocolate do I barf?
Oh, don't worry, Bart. We'll find something fun for you to do. Ah, here we are. There's a whole box of unsealed envelopes for the PTA.
You're making me lick envelopes?
Oh, licking envelopes can be fun. All you have to do is make a game of it.
What kind of game?
Well, for example, you could see how many you can lick in an hour, and then try to break that record.
Sounds like a pretty crappy game to me.
Yes, well, get started.
Oh, my God. It's Coco Beanie himself.
I think this is something Bart would really have enjoyed. But it's the only way he'll learn.
Welcome to the Chocolate Factory. I'm Troy McClure. You probably remember me from such films as The Revenge of Abe Lincoln and The Wackiest Covered Wagon in the West. The history of chocolate starts with the ancient Aztecs. In those days, instead of being wrapped in a hygienic package, chocolate was wrapped in a tobacco leaf. And instead of being pure chocolate like we have today, it was mixed with shredded tobacco. And they didn't eat it. They smoked it.
You didn't believe me when I said it would be fun, did you?
No, sir.
Play, sanitary.
Can I go now?
What?
Can I go now?
Well, there's still a minute to go. No, oh, why not? But don't you tell your teacher I'll let you go home early.
I don't. What next? Uh-oh.
What's with the kid?
Hands off the material.
What do you know? The kid's tough.
He's got spunk.
I wonder if he is lucky also. Pick a horse, kid. Shelbyville Downs, third race. Make it a good one.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. Ah, okay. Let's see. Hey, wait a minute, you little punk. Eat my shorts is in the fifth race. I said the third race.
Don't have a cow.
Hmm. Don't have a cow in the toid. Put a deuce on him. While we are waiting to see how lucky you are, let me show you around. This is our bar, and over there is our slot machine and card tables.
Cool.
Hey, boss, here's the call for the third race.
As they come out of the turn, it's suffering sucker dash by a neck over Yabba Dabba Doo. Two lengths back to eight, I stinker, and that's all, folks. I am what I am, can see them all. But here comes Don't Have a Cow flying on the outside and at the wire. It's all Don't Have a Cow!
Hey, I like this kid. I can't believe we were going to shoot him. Can you mix drinks?
I don't know.
I'll have a Manhattan.
Make legs a Manhattan.
I'm not sure.
Well?
Superb.
You got a job? Doing what?
I don't know. Mixing drinks, picking horses, cutting cigars. You know, a job.
Bart, your father and I don't want you doing that. Homer, say something.
How much does it pay?
$30 a week.
I make more than that. It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
Chief Wiggum, you honor us with your presence.
Baloney. I'm not going to rest until one of us is behind bars. You wouldn't happen to know anything about a cigarette truck that got hijacked on Route 401.
What's a truck?
Don't play dumb with me.
Relax, Chief. You seem tense. You know, the boy here makes an excellent Manhattan.
I'm still going to put you away, you know.
Good for you.
Bart! Have you started smoking?
No.
Don't lie to me, boy. Uh-huh. Cigarettes, just as I thought.
They're not mine. My boss said his warehouse was full.
Yeah, right. Son, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to stand here and watch you smoke every one of those cigarettes. Then maybe you'll learn.
Fat Tony sent me over to pick up the goods.
Right in here, my man.
Hey, kid, you look good with that cigarette. Kind of sophisticated.
Son, I'll never doubt you again.
The contents of the hijacked truck? Some 12,000 cartons of Laramie 100s.
We have we have a number of leads. And let me assure all you smokers out there, there is no shortage of cigarettes.
How do we know that?
All right, let me refer that question back to Jack Larson of Laramie Tobacco Products. Jack?
Thank you, Chief. Folks, I'm pleased to announce that a new truckload of Laramies with their smooth, good taste and rich tobacco flavor is already heading towards Springfield, and the driver has been instructed to ignore all stop signs and crosswalks. Yay! Police suspect the involvement of reputed mobster William Fat Tony Williams.
Fat Tony is a cancer on this fair city. He is the cancer, and I am the... what cures cancer?
Bart, is your boss a crook?
I don't think so, although it would explain an awful lot.
Me and the boys wish to thank you for hanging on to this stuff for us.
Thanks. Say, are you guys crooks?
Bart, is it wrong to steal a loaf of bread to feed your starving family?
No.
Well, suppose you got a large starving family. Is it wrong to steal a truckload of bread to feed them?
Uh-uh.
And what if your family don't like bread? They like cigarettes.
I guess that's okay.
Now, what if instead of giving them away, you sold them at a price that was practically giving them away? Would that be a crime, Bart?
Hell no.
Enjoy your gift.
Superb. Those fingers through my hair. That's like I'm hither stare. That strips my conscience bare. It's witchcraft. Give me 3 fingers of milk, Ma.
I know it's good for a boy to have a part-time job, but I'm not sure about the people Bart's working for. I think they're criminals.
A job's a job. I mean, take me. If my plant pollutes the water and poisons the town, by your logic, that would make me a criminal.
Well, Bart's been acting very strangely. And that pizza delivery truck has been parked across the street for 2 weeks.
How long does it take to deliver a pizza?
Looks like our cover's blown.
Let's roll.
See? It was all your imagination.
Homer, I want you to go down to that club and talk to them. Let's see what kind of people they are. Please, homie.
Oh, all right. Read 'em and weep, boys. Another pair of sixes.
Beats me.
I was stuffing.
You win again, Homer.
Yeah.
I am thrilled you've decided to let your boy continue to work here.
You know, if you need a hat check, girl, I've got a daughter.
Homer, you're a hell of a father.
Homer, what did you find out?
Marge, the only thing going on down there was a lot of male bonding.
More stink lines, boys.
What's this? What are you boys doing?
You didn't see nothing. Now beat it.
So, Fat Tony, you invite me and my associates to your club with the promise of the finest Manhattans in all of Springfield. Now you say your bartender isn't here?
I don't know what happened. He's never late. Louie, make up some Manhattans.
But I only know how to make wine spritzes.
Now!
What have I done to deserve this flat, flavorless Manhattan? Come on, boys.
The kiss of death. That's all I need.
You lousy Skinner.
You are late for work.
Of course I'm late for work. How can I be on time when Principal Skinner keeps me after school?
This guy Skinner causing you trouble?
He sure is, Patron.
Perhaps we should go to meet and greet this individual. Come on, boys.
Some large men to see you, sir.
I don't have an appointment with any large men.
You Skinner.
I'm Principal Skinner, yes. And how, may I ask, did you get past the hall monitors?
Children, I don't know how to break this to you, but Principal Skinner is missing.
Uh-oh.
I thought I found him, but it was only a cat.
Now, please, I can assure you we'll be using the most advanced scientific techniques in the field of body finding.
I see wedding bells for Vanna White and Teddy Kennedy.
Please, Princess Opal, if we could just stick to Principal Skinner.
Chief Wiggum. I am merely a conduit for the spirits. Willie Nelson will astound his fans by swimming the English Channel.
Really? Willie Nelson?
He loved fire drills.
Will you get a hold of yourself, lass, for the wee balance?
Hey, look at me. I'm Skinner's body.
That is not funny, Lewis.
Well, I heard Skinner's buried under his parking spot.
Well, I heard he was ground up into hamburger and served to us at lunch.
I heard Bart and Skinner killed by gangsters.
That's not true. It's just a rumor. You're engaged in speculation. I know the law. You can't prove anything.
You killed me, Bart. You killed me, Bart.
Lovejoy, you've come to comfort me?
Yes, Bart. There.
Kill my boy.
You're 8 hours early for work. I like that.
Did you kill my principal?
Chinese guy with a mustache?
No, my principal!
That Skinner guy? No, we didn't kill him. Nobody move! You're all under arrest for the murder of Seymour Skinner.
What's a murder?
Don't play dumb with me. Cuff him, boys.
Oh, Bart. Why couldn't you have gotten a paper route like other boys?
Wait till I get you home, boy.
What's that guy doing here?
Lionel Hutz, court-appointed attorney. I'll be defending you on the charge of murder one. Wow, even if I lose, I'll be famous.
That Simpson boy is looking at 180 years.
Thank God we live in a country so hysterical over crime that a 10-year-old child can be tried as an adult.
I didn't order this Skinner guy killed.
But aren't you the head of this gang?
No, I just stop by the club occasionally to read the complimentary newspaper.
Then who is the kingpin, the capo di tutti capi?
That's the guy.
Hey!
Forgive me, Don Bartholomew.
We tried to stop the kid, but he wouldn't quit. It was like he went crazy.
Prostitution, loan sharking, numbers. The kid liked to wet his beak in everything.
Mr. Simpson, you've been the boy's father for 10 years. Do you really think he could be the leader of a murderous criminal syndicate?
Well, not the leader, I mean. Oh, it's true, all the pieces fit.
Now, in light of the damning testimony from your fellow gangsters, your father, your teachers, in a seemingly endless parade of emotionally shattered babysitters, this court has no choice but to stop!
Principal Skinner!
I thought he was dead.
I suppose you're all wondering where I've been. It all started a week ago. I was at my desk revising and updating the school dress codes when I was suddenly confronted by a gang of toughs acting on behalf of one Bart Simpson. Or so they said.
We really think there's promise in a boy.
Get out!
Okay, you don't have to yell.
To get my mind off that ugly confrontation, I went home and began bundling my old newspapers. But suddenly, the pile fell. I was trapped. Let this be a lesson to recycle frequently. For the next week, I stayed alive by eating my mother's delicious preserves and maintained my sanity by dribbling a nearby basketball with my one free hand. I made a game of it, seeing how many times I could bounce the ball in a day, then trying to break that record. Occasionally, the police arrived to search my home.
Find anything this time, boys?
No sign of him, Chief.
Princess Alpha?
I see nothing here, but I'm afraid it's Splitsville for Delta Burke and Major Dad.
But they seem so happy.
I shouted until I was hoarse, but they couldn't hear me. I'm in here!
Well, let's go.
Okay, Chief. Finally, I realized if I was ever going to get out of there, I would have to do it myself. I formed a crude rocket from a discarded cigar tube. And remembering an experiment from my days as a fourth grade science teacher, I concocted a fuel from baking soda and the juice of discarded lemon wedges. The rocket took off with a mighty blast of carbon dioxide, dragging behind it the end of a vacuum cleaner cord. I grabbed onto the vacuum cleaner, pushed the cord retractor button, and was on my way to freedom. That's my courageous story.
Your Honor, if the prosecution moves, the Principal Skinner's testimony be stricken from the record.
Denied! Case dismissed.
Your Honor, do I still get paid?
Hey, Bart, I hope there are no hard feelings.
Yes, Bart.
I deserve that. Look, I know we let you down, but me and the boys, we still think you've got a big future in racketeering and extortion.
Sorry, Fat Tony. I used to think your gang was cool, but now I learned that crime doesn't pay.
Yeah. You're right.
Blood on the blackboard. The Bart Simpson story. Starring Richard Chamberlain as Principal Skinner. Joe Mantegna as Fat Tony. Gene Seymour as the woman he loved. And TV's Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris, as Bart Simpson.
Bart, I'm scared. Let's get out of here.
Shut up. Where do you want it, Skinner? Not smart.
Cool.
Hey, when do we get to check for this?
Well, they said they changed it just enough so they don't have to pay us.
Oh, you know who the real crooks are. Those sleazy Hollywood producers.